The other day, I was in a situation that was a bit intimidating because I was with a group of extremely senior leader that I'm not used to work with, and they had all a lot of charisma. They were pretty extrovert as well in their personality, and despite the fact that I'm fully comfortable in English, I can express my ideas, I can speak in front of a large audience. Despite that, it was funny to me to see that I was a bit unsure and my sentences were not as clear as usual. And that is just to say that, of course, you need a foundation. You need the vocabulary that is related to your function and you as the subject matter expert. You need to have the right vocabulary about your topic. But always remember that it's really about the situation. It's really about public speaking. How comfortable are you to speak in front of 2, 3, 5, 10 people? And how comfortable are you to speak in front of people who might be either more introvert or extrovert, or who have a lot of charisma, or who are extremely senior? How well, as a leader, do you manage to adjust to the audience? That's what is most important. Because whether I see it with myself the other day, which was funny to me because that doesn't happen anymore, it's really in rare occasion, but I am still always learning to develop as a leader. So it doesn't happen often, and when it happens, I'm very self-conscious about it. So I manage to go over that and still be able to focus on, okay, what are my ideas? What do I want to convey in that meeting? But my point is that as a non-native English speaking professional, you need to be extremely aware of that. I repeat that often, but I really want you to understand that the industry of learning English makes you believe that you are lacking vocabulary. You are not lacking vocabulary. Yes, I always check and I always do that first exercise with my clients to make sure that they have the right vocabulary for their area of expertise. But once that is done, the goal is really to make you comfortable in terms of public speaking. So, how confident are you about your ideas? How much do you express? Do you speak up in those meetings? Do you feel comfortable when someone's counter argue? Do you get emotional, or do you keep on being neutral and fact driven? So that's everything about public speaking. And public speaking to me, it's whether you have 5 people in a meeting or you have 20 people. It's really this aspect of how much of a leader you are. And if you are comfortable with who you are as a leader, as a professional, then you reduce the risk of being a bit uncomfortable in a situation. And that's what you want to aim. You want to be at ease in any situation with another colleague or a customer or a supplier so that you feel at ease to express yourself and to speak English. You don't want to feel that you're in an environment that feels threatening to you. You want to be in an environment that is trustworthy. If you are building an environment that is trustworthy, then you are really there in order to create the dialogue. You want to exchange with the person in front of you. And you focus less on the actual grammar, the actual vocabulary, but you really focus on the other person. And you're really trying to think, how can I have a dialogue? How can we build on each other's point of view in order to come up to a solution and to achieve an outcome for this meeting? On the contrary, if you are in a meeting with someone or intimidating or something that is making things really intimidating for you, it's going to be extremely difficult to have your mind clear and to be able to focus on building the dialogue and exchanging with the other person. Because you will have your guard up, you will want to protect yourself, like instinctively, you will be more defensive, and therefore you will only want to speak English in a perfect way, with the right vocabulary, the right grammar, which will make you act less as a leader, because you will not dare to speak up as much and to share your point of view. So when you practice, the goal in the beginning is really to put yourself in situation where you feel you are safe. So you don't want to start immediately with the big meeting with 10 people that you don't know. You want to have a step-by-step approach. So usually I always start with my clients up first on trying with a colleague they feel comfortable with, and then with their team meetings, and then with a customer or supplier, but someone they know already from the past. It's about gradually increasing the intensity and the complexity of the situation. That way you can practice your English and test yourself the right way by focusing on the dialogue and the exchange of ideas instead of focusing on how perfect you are towards others. If you want to accelerate the visibility that you have in your company and your career, whether it's because you want to become a team leader, an executive, or you want to reach the C level, we have a bootcamp starting on 1st of July. You can go on the website mylibertytv.com. There is a registration form because we need to ask several questions to make sure you fit for that bootcamp. We will only take a few people for it. We have several specialists in the team that will help you with your profile. We will position you on LinkedIn. We will help you with the pronunciation. We do simulation as well of your, as if it was real meetings. You just need to tell us several situations that usually happens at work, and we will rehearse those situations with you like it's a live situation. And then we will guide you. We will be on the side to help you test yourself for real at work. So if you're interested, go and see the website. Don't forget that you are a leader. You are a great leader in your native language, and we need more of those profiles in all industries. People who come with a different background, who have a high level of emotional intelligence. That was what is highly needed. So don't forget that English should not be a barrier to that ambition to grow your career and to impact others. Okay, so have a good day and take care.